Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 147 of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the rich witch creatrix behind Kick-Ass Switch, putting the K in magic, and Hippie Witch, the show you're listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, and you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com or back on the description page for this episode back at Blog Talk Radio. And I have apologized if the sound quality is not its best today because I'm using my cell phone to talk to you just like I did last week. I did not know my home phone died, my landline. Like, it's dead. I have to go buy a new one. So until then, I will do my best to articulate and not yell at you, but to speak clearly and loudly. And hopefully I get that taken care of this week, and it sounds much better next week. But today I want to talk about as within, so without. As above, so below. As within, so without. This is a maxim of magic. And it means what you see outside yourself is a reflection of what is within you and vice versa. It's a principle that applies to money as much as anything, and since that is what we are talking about this month, money, 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 money. Today, we are focusing on money magic from the outside in. Yay! Woo! My son is totally getting in on this whole money magic, the rich witch thing with me. I didn't tell him I was doing that, but you might have seen on my Facebook page this morning that we were rolling oranges for the Lunar New Year yesterday because I told him, I just read about this tradition. He was excited about the Lunar New Year, so I was reading up on it, and I read about this tradition about how people roll oranges through their front door into their house to bring good fortune their way. And he was like, what is fortune? And I said, well, it could be money. It could mean just good luck. It could be happiness. It could be health. Whatever. I explained that to him. And then I kind of forgot about it. And then yesterday afternoon, he said, when are we going to roll the oranges for money? So we went and got some cuties, actually, out of the kitchen, and we rolled oranges for money. I thought that was so awesome. Maybe that's something you can do with your kids to help them get into a money mindset with you this month if you have kids, if you're a parent, and I know a lot of you are. And I hope that by now you all have a copy of my ebook, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, the one I always mention here at the top of every show because it's free, damn it. It's free. And it was the first thing that I created for Kick-Ass Switch. And I did that very much on purpose because it outlines real practical ways to create more self-love in your life. And that, to me, is the foundation for everything else I am talking about and will talk about in the future with this biz. So if you don't love yourself, good luck revolutionizing your relationship to money. Because those programs, the money program specifically, it is embedded so deeply in your psyche that getting down in to reach that far requires the courage to face your own shadows and the self-love necessary to initiate and maintain that kind of work. So self-love, people. And the reason actually that I'm mentioning that book right here, right now, is because one of the chapters outlines the principle that I call AA for your inner bully. And I wanted to talk about that here. So hopefully you've read that and you have an understanding, although I will repeat what AA stands for here. AA stands for affirmation plus action. And I really believe that the two need to go together to be truly powerful. I started out with affirmations like most people do. I love and approve of myself. I love and approve of myself. I love and approve of myself. And it wasn't until I took actions that demonstrated that I love and approve of myself, and then I said that I was like, oh, now this works. This actually works. I am rich. I am rich. I am rich. It's not going to get you anywhere, especially if you don't believe it. However, taking action on behalf of generating the feeling of being rich and then repeating a powerfully crafted affirmation as you take that action, that can work. And I will explain how to do this in more detail right now. I think that we have to be extra careful as people who practice the law of attraction, witchcraft, magic, anything like that. We have to be careful not to slip into a kind of fantasy land with the affirmations and the visualizations and the spell work around money to where we don't move beyond those phases. And that phase feels really, really, really good. That whole like intending and affirming and visualizing and crafting, that feels good because fantasy in a weird way is its own payoff. Anything is possible in your mind, and that's a good place to live temporarily. I mean, hello, there's a billion-dollar porn industry that supports what I'm saying here. Really, you can get stuck in fantasy, and that's why I move people through the entire witch's pyramid and say that, you know, the air element is first. The intending phase and all of that comes first, but then there are all these other steps that you have to take and meet the universe halfway. I firmly believe that. And I think in some weird way, the law of attraction movement has become a kind of porn industry of its own. It's spiritual porn, people, sometimes. So it's like if you wear these special beads that have been charged and that have made of this special stone and you say this special chant and you really, really believe, you too can be a millionaire. But it doesn't really work like that. Money is energy. Yes, that is true. And energy work can work wonders on your pocketbook, but only if you are willing to meet it on the material plane. Materialism, people. The realm of the pentacles. This 3D reality, flesh and blood, paper money, cha-ching, your credit card, the things that it buys. That's energy made manifest. So that's what we need to work with. That's a denser form of energy work. So I have an assignment for you this week. For those of you who care to move through this entire month of the rich witch fully engaged and in the spirit of creating real transformation in your life. If you want to use the content that I'm providing this month in that way, like, this assignment's for you. And I'm going to do it with you too behind the scenes. And it's in two parts, is to write down a list of at least 12 actions that you can take today or any day, but actions that you can take, that you have the ability to take right now to generate the feeling of financial prosperity. The second part is to really take your time in crafting an affirmation that you can repeat every single time you take one of those actions. And then I guess there's a third step, and that is to put the two together. So you have AA. Take as many of the wealth-generating actions that you listed as often as you can and always repeat your affirmation with emotional enthusiasm when you do. And do this over and over and over and over again until you finally get to the point where you can say, I am rich, and really mean it. I am a rich witch. People. So that's the gist of the assignment, but I'm not going to leave you hanging. We'll get into more detail about that. So let's work backward here and talk a minute about how to craft a truly powerful affirmation that will support you in creating this particular bit of magic. Inner rich wit, a that will bring that wealthy, powerful part of yourself that has been lying latent deep down inside you to the surface. That sounds good, right? It's there. It's in all of us. It's in us all, whether, you know, you're born to privilege or you're born to poverty. I truly believe that we all have the ability to create wealth for ourselves, especially those of us, as I always say, we're living in the Western world. We are so privileged. We're so privileged. Just look at some of the third world countries and what's possible for them and what's possible for you are two totally different things. So again, I think of that and it brings me right back to a place of gratitude. It makes me want to play. I see the immigrants that live in my neighborhood. And it's funny how the Americans, the real Americans, they don't, a lot of times, they don't like those immigrants because they come here and they get busy taking advantage of these opportunities that we have. And then within one or two more generations, it's interesting how their kids and their grandkids, they forget how to do that. And they become like the rest of us, blind to the opportunities that we're constantly surrounded by. And that is a random rant, totally not what I meant to say today, but just saying, that lives in my brain, and I guess I wanted to share it with you. So going back to our old AA for your inner rich witch thing here, the first thing about crafting a really powerful affirmation is you have to believe in what you're saying. If you are living in a tiny apartment, barely making ends meet, saying, I am a multimillionaire, no matter how much enthusiasm you put behind it, it is going to feel like a lie deep down inside. Even if you are a champ at magical self-delusion, even if like in the moment you could be like, oh, I'm feeling into it. I'm feeling into being a multimillionaire. It's still self-delusion because there's a part of you, a much, much stronger, deeper part of you that knows the truth. And the truth is you can barely afford to keep the lights on, much less call yourself a millionaire. So what might be more realistic? Maybe you want to start with something like, I am now willing to learn and take the necessary steps to becoming a millionaire. That probably still doesn't feel super duper true, but it feels more true, right? So that's what I mean by crafting, because you're just going to keep chipping away at it. Like you start out with this block of wood that's like, I am now willing to learn and take the necessary steps to becoming a millionaire. That doesn't have a lot of energy to it. It's not very inspiring, but it's a step in the right direction. So you start with that, like, chunk of clay, and you start like chipping away at it and crafting it into something that feels really true for you. So let's say that that is true for you. Let's say that you are willing to learn and take the steps necessary to becoming a millionaire, assuming that that's a goal of yours, and it's probably not, but let's just pretend for right now. Not everybody wants to become a millionaire. I'm not saying that. I'm just using that as an example because we're talking about money today, and that's a nice round number. So that affirmation, it's not the worst, but it's not the best. I still think it needs, you know, some oomph. It needs to be phrased in a way that feels exciting and inspiring. So you might want to get more emotional about it. So you might want to say, I am super stoked to be on my way to living the life of a millionaire. Now, for time's sake, I'm not going to keep, like, refining this thing here because that process could go on a very long time. You got to keep chipping the wood and shaping the clay. And I hope you do that. I hope that you take the time to do this for yourself because you want to make sure you craft an affirmation that feels true, that feels energizing, and like it just rolls right off your tongue, which might mean that it rhymes. I like to work with rhymes sometimes. I just did. That was an accident. I like to work with rhymes sometimes. Or you could use your favorite slang or swear words. I am fucking rich. Because it has to feel like you. It has to feel like you. It has to feel like yourself. And I'm a huge fan of humor, as you know. I think that laughter has an awesome magnetic energy to it. It's very energizing. So don't be afraid to get silly with it. If it feels true, if it empowers you, if it feels exciting, it's right. And nobody can decide that but you. And then just an aside, if this is an affirmation that you're interested in, this particular one about becoming a millionaire, I also challenge you to define what living the life of a millionaire looks like and to get as specific about that as you can. Because sometimes you can find that you can live the life of a millionaire without being a millionaire. So that's one reason why to do that. Another is, getting really, really clear on what you want helps you get there faster. And so if that is something that you're looking at, you know, think about, like, what feeling do I think having $1 million, how is that going to make me feel? And the things that I think I can do with this money, how is that going to make me feel? And really do the numbers. Some people that filled out the survey that I was reading last week, they were going to do all these things if they had $1 million free and clear. And where I live, you wouldn't be able to do half of some of that stuff. So really study, like, what can $1 million buy if you want $1 million? Look at that. You might be surprised. It doesn't go as far as it used to, and it doesn't go as far maybe as you think it does. So that's another thing to look at. And just familiarize yourself with that number if that's a number you're going to be focusing on. And then as for that action part of this AA equation, you want to list, like I said, a dozen or more, not too many more. You know, you don't want a mile-long list of things that you're never going to get around to, but I think a dozen is a nice number. It's like very actionable, 12 actionable things that you are going to do and start working with, things that you can do right now. There need to be things that you can do in your everyday life that make you feel like you're moving in the direction toward becoming wealthy, financially prosperous. It could be a new habit that you're committing now to putting into place, like looking at your bank accounts every single morning over coffee. That could just be a habit. I think habits have amazing power. I've talked about that in previous episodes, so I'm not going to get all into that here, but I'm a fan of rituals, habits, things like that. There's so much power there. If you want to look at your bank accounts every morning, I really recommend checking out a website called mint.com. Mint, like minty fresh. Because that you can put in, it's a very secure website, and you can put in your different credit cards, investment accounts, savings, checking, all of that, and it will show you how you're spending your money. It does these awesome little pie charts and graphs, and if you're checking that every single day, or maybe you just want to check it every single weekend or every single Monday, that mint.com is a great place to just see it all in one place and to get a real feel for where your money is going, where it's growing, where it's leaking, stuff like that. But then, you know, remember that each of these actions, you're going to say the affirmation. So you would sit down and then right as you're logging in to mint.com, you would say whatever your affirmation is, whatever you choose, whatever you craft for yourself. Another thing you could do, which is the classic thing, but if you're just starting out working with money and it's a really new concept for you, you could start with putting all of your change in an enchanted money jar at the end of the day. So maybe a special jar that you've decorated or charmed in some way. You could keep it in a special place so every single day when you come home from work, you empty your pockets, you empty the change purse, your wallet, whatever your change goes in there at the end of the day. And then you can, you know, when you fill it up, you can do a whole reward system with this. But the point is when you put the money in the jar, you say the affirmation to the sound of the ting, 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 your money falling into the jar. You could take 10% out of every single paycheck right off the top to tithe or to donate to charity or to put into your retirement fund. And they do have automated programs for this, But maybe you'd like to do it manually at first to just get a real sense of connection to taking that action and to your money. And when you do that, when you transfer that money over, when you tithe or when you donate that money, you use your affirmation. You could do it. It might seem counterintuitive, but you could start getting rid of stuff, stuff you don't need, to create a vacuum to invite more money in. So every time you get rid of something you don't need, you could use the affirmation and doing some space clearing. That's such a popular thing to do this time of year. For those of us in the northern hemisphere, we're doing a lot of space clearing and feng shui. You might want to check out Marie Kondo's book. It's so popular now. You can probably say it with me, the life-changing magic of tidying up. I did that last summer, and it was awesome. I'll share with you some things I do that are actions. Some of them are even just visual reminders to use my affirmation, and they're really helpful. One thing I did, gosh, I think it was a couple of years ago now, is I cleaned out my medicine cabinet, which was a mess. It was disgusting. It was so nasty. It threw out anything that I didn't use that was just gunking up the cabinet. I cleaned it really well. I painted it. I put down on all the little teeny shelves, fancy-looking, what is that called, contact paper. And then I bought a sign, a bright pink sign that says, keep calm and carry on, which it's spelled carry, like carry from Sex and the City. Because it makes me feel girly and fancy. And everything now is in a certain order in my medicine cabinet, all lined up and facing out. And it's all things that make me feel wealthy and well taken care of and beautiful. And it's interesting how I used to be such a messy person, and I've really changed that gradually over time. Like, I'll do something like that and then it sticks. So I've kept it like that for a couple of years now. Something that I did recently is I had these shelves. They're in my dining room right when you're turning into my kitchen, and they were disgusting when I went to go clean them because they were filled with old CDs, which I don't even listen to anymore. And they were like so dusty. Every CD was dusty. And there was just little junk like stuffed into all of the shelves. So I cleared them all out. Some of them are still blank. But then the bottom three, I lined up my cutest, most fanciest shoes. So it looks like a store, like you went into a fancy store. And I treat my cheap things like they're Fendi, like it's Chanel, like it's Gucci. So it doesn't matter if I buy a pair of shoes for Forever 21, I treat them like they are Louis Vuitton. Like, I line them up there, and it makes me feel good. It makes me feel wealthy. I'll buy my underwear at Target, and then I, like, hand wash it like it's La Perla lingerie, and I lay it out, and I treat it like it's money, because it is. And I think there's an energy to that in and of itself. But when I do these things, I use my whole concept of AA, and I use affirmations when I'm doing that. You might have seen in my most recent video, Omega Vlog number 2 that I did for February, I shared that I had promised myself in January that if I made enough money, more than enough money, I would buy myself a Kate Spade Glitterbug wallet in rose gold, which to me was a very expensive purchase. And I wanted this wallet so bad. I kept visiting it online and stalking it and staring at it. And I wanted it so bad that I think that is why I made more money in January that allowed me to buy the thing, because I really wanted it. It was like dangling a carrot in front of the donkey. And the donkey was like, "Ooh, I want that carrot." And I ended up making money, but I bought it. I'm calling it my magical portal of moolah, so that every time I have to spend money, open my wallet, show my ID, pull out a credit card, whatever it is, I am reminded of my intention to be a rich witch, and I can use my affirmation. So actions like that, those are all actionable things. I think it's really important to prioritize your money too. So for me, I've always thought this. I think that cheap clothes on a beautiful fit body, always it always looks better than the most expensive fancy designer clothes on a really out of shape unfit body. So that is where, that is one of the reasons why I prioritize food. I would rather spend my money on food than a bunch of designer clothes, or on getting my nails done, or paying for a fancy haircut. I would rather buy some really high quality, beautiful food that makes me feel energetic and healthy and able to exercise and live a really active life. But even then, I still budget my money by like stocking up on bulk items at Costco. And there's something about that that makes me feel prosperous, like driving home with a whole bunch of toilet paper in the back seat. You know, I go to Trader Joe's to get whatever organic, non-GMO food I can get there. And I order some stuff online from some places I can get free shipping. And I do all that before I go to Whole Foods to get, you know, they call Whole Foods Whole Paycheck for a reason. It's expensive. But I have little ways of saving money so that I can splurge on Whole Foods and get things that matter to me. One of the things that I love to do to make myself feel wealthy, and I know it makes my son feel special too, is especially on a day where I don't have a lot of money and I'm kind of feeling bad about that, I'll get dressed up and Tanner and I will go to the Americana, which is, and you probably know by now because I've shown it so many times in my videos, but it's a really nice outdoor mall where I live, and they have Tiffany's, Barney's New York, Sephora, like all the really nice shops, Free People, Kate Spade, all that good stuff. And we window shop, but we go to this place, Nordstrom has something called the E-Bar, where you can get almond milk lattes. And so I think for the two of us, it costs like $7, but we're in Nordstrom and we're dressed nice. We're buying our lattes. And then we just stroll around and window shop and look at the nice things, drinking our lattes, and that makes me feel good. It makes me feel affluent. And I'm not saying that that would work for you. Drinking a latte, I'm sure feels like nothing to some people. But to me, that you got to find those little tricks for yourself to get you into that mindset. And then remember to use your affirmation when you take actions like that on your behalf. And then there's things that you can do that don't cost a dime that can make you feel rich versus, you know, playing small. If you're playing small, you might be a person who's like, oh, I'm only going to put $10 in my gas tank. And so you only get to go so far, and then you have to put $10 more in your gas tank, and then you only get to go so far, and then you're like, okay, I'm going to put $15 in my gas tank. Which is a waste of time because you have to keep going back to the gas station, which stinks and it's dirty and it's inconvenient. Whereas for me, driving around with a full tank of gas, I'm laughing at this because I was that person before, but driving around with a full tank of gas makes me feel wealthy. It makes me feel great. And then when my car gets to the halfway point, that's when I consider it being on E. Because to me, nothing makes me feel not rich and makes me feel poor and not good about myself than hearing that beep button when you're running out of gas. I hate that sound, you know, and it always happens at the most inconvenient time when you're like running late. So I had so many more things I wanted to say, and I feel like I just got rolling. What the heck just happened? Holy crap. Oh, I was going to talk about the Dollar Tree crap. And invest in your money. Ramit Sethi, who wrote a book called I Will Teach You How to Be Rich. I Will Teach You How to Be Rich. He says that I like to focus on earning more instead of cutting back. And the two reasons he gives for that is because there is a limit to how much you can get cut back, but there is no limit to how much you can earn. And cutting back on everything really sucks. So I do believe in indulging in a little pleasurable things like lattes at the Americana. And I can't get into all of this right now. Two other books I want to recommend if you want to start investing your money are The Tao of Warren Buffett, which is conservative and a little bit old-fashioned, but it's just a cool little digest of quotes. And then Money by Anthony Robbins, which is a huge undertaking to read and understand, but it is well worth the investment. It's well worth the investment of your time, and it will teach you how to make money with your money. I got to run, people. I'm out of time. Until we meet again, much love, much wealth, and peace to you.